Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Kevin Patrick is left over from the World of Boating radio show, is hanging out with us.
I prefer to call it held hostage.
Okay. Yeah, we locked the doors. Wouldn't let them leave. But that's what you can do when you have the best job in the world, which is what I have. If you don't know what we're referring to, just go back and listen to Hour 1. You can catch up with the rest of the class.
Love the t-shirt you had made up in the during the break.
Yep, you got it. No worries. You'll have to see that on the Scuba Radio video, which Captain Patrick is shooting today. I look great. Anyway, speaking of videos, last week I read this email from our friend in Finland, Alari, I believe is how he says his name. And he's been listening to the show for a while, and he sent us a nice little email from Finland talking about how it's quite cold there right now. And, you know, he heard me talking about being a warm water wuss. Not so much a big fan or personally of the ice diving thing, just because I haven't done it. And the whole part of getting over that freezing your, you know what, off, that is a mental block that's hard for me to get past. So, he sends me this email with a link. He goes, look, I don't know if this will change your mind, but check out this video that I found from some Finnish divers. And those aren't divers with fins. Those are divers,
who have completed their dive. They're finished?
No, Finnish. Actually, you know, they could be parrotheads, now that I think about it. But no, they're from Finland. And they've found a unique way to pass the time in the winter months in Finland when it comes to diving. They shot this video, and I've posted it on the Scuba Radio Facebook fan page. So you can try to find that, and you'll see the link to this video. But it is one of the most unique videos I've ever seen of, you know, divers having fun under the ice. Now, I've seen underwater hockey, which is kind of whacked. I've seen where they actually flipped upside down, put two holes in the ice, and use the pressure to...
Just to make sure we've got the time sequencing down. They got underwater,
yeah.
Then put two holes in the ice.
Okay, I don't really know for sure.
It would be funny if a part of the video was them making a hole in the ice.
Well, it was. They're making goal number one and goal number two, and then they jump through it. And I've seen this, and that's kind of unique. Now, this video that Alari sent me from Finland, these guys took it a step farther and actually made this video where they acted like they were fishing on a frozen lake, and they filmed it upside down. So you don't really realize what's going on at the moment, except...
Why is this guy dressed in scuba gear ice fishing?
Yeah. Well, you're looking at it, it's like, okay, he's on the bottom of the ocean, but it's awfully smooth there on the ocean. And then when he exhales, the bubbles go down to his feet. You're like, wait a minute. Okay, they're shooting this upside down. But there's all kinds of things in the video that they have fun with. Like one of the guys is watching him while he drills a hole in the ice like he's going ice fishing from the water. And there's a person watching him with a little balloon, and she lets it go, and it floats to the bottom, and it expands Or no, wait, I don't know. You get it. But it had all this stuff in it. I was like, no, right. That's very creative. They really thought this thing through. It's a very creative video, and I got to thank Ilari for bringing it to our attention. We have posted it there on the Scuba Radio Facebook fan page, and you ought to take a look at it. It is quite creative. And what else is there to do in that? Well, you know, you're frozen solid. You might as well do something creative, and that is impressive.
You should see this video.
Which video?
The icy finger of death.
Icy?
It's true. Right here.
Icy finger.
I'll show you during the break.
What the heck is he talking about? See, is that the one where he wants you to pull your finger, but it's cold?
It's from the ice planet. Or what
is it? It's from the ice planet?
It's the icy finger of death.
What is he
talking
about?
Yeah, it's video from Hoff.
Okay.
I don't know what he's doing here. He's just browsing the internet, looking at stuff. The icy finger. It's cool looking.
Starfish and stuff?
Yeah.
It's cool looking, but it's cold, and it makes me cold just thinking about it, and I have to go outside where it's hot now.
All right, well, let's think warmer thoughts.
Yes.
Dan Noor is on the line from Reef Safe Sun Care Products, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Dan? I got you mixed up with Dan Orr, because Dan Orr is from Dives Alert Network, and you guys kind of have a very similar name. So I apologize. Is that okay?
May even be related.
Well, you might be. In a distant, yeah. In Finland, you guys would be brothers.
I was thinking that.
All right. So I know you've been busy with Reef Safe. We're getting into dive season. It's starting to warm up across the U.S. a little bit. I mean, today in Orlando, we have literally, I don't know if we broke a record today or not, but it sure felt it.
Well, yeah, like when you were helping me move.
Yes, it did. It felt like, the sun was quite bright, and I needed to lather up with
like
a little Reef Safe.
1,000 degrees.
Yes.
I moved to a new place on the surface of the sun.
This is where Facebook comes in handy, because Bill posted last night, the move starts now, and it's like, okay, phone's going off.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, so, Dan, I know you've been very busy getting ramped up. We're going to bring some Reef Safe product to Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, and share that with some of the divers up there, this new sun care concoction that's actually safe and biodegradable for the reef, as well as yourself. But what do you have on your agenda? You guys have been pretty busy lately, right?
You bet. We've been gearing up in the Keys, and we're actually going to put up our first billboard down there this month. About 10 more days, we'll have a billboard up somewhere in the middle Keys around mile marker 61 or so.
Now, is this going to be a spoof of like that one billboard?
Like the copper tone.
Yeah, with the girl, but it'll be a mermaid and she'll expose her tail.
No.
It's going to be a real message. We're combining with Moat and sharing a billboard with their Protect the Reef Plate program.
Moat Marine Laboratories, right? Okay, yeah, they're in Sarasota. They do a lot of good work. And they have this license plate that benefits the reef, and you guys have teamed up on this promotional product that includes Reef Safe and Moat Marine, right?
Correct, because Reef Safe donates back to Moat Marine on all the sales out of Florida. So
nice.
That's a good thing. And then we're going to help them participate in our Ocean Festival that's March 24th in Key West. And we're going to have two of the mermaids there.
Yep, that is the plan.
Along.
Now, what is this Ocean Festival? What exactly do they do down there in Key West that weekend? Is it just another excuse
to dress in bikinis and run around in the surf?
All right, so it's like every other night in Key West. This one just has a title for it?
Yes. And there'll be food and drink.
And mermaids, yeah.
Well, and we'll safe sun care products.
Exactly. We're giving away about 5,000 of the little half-ounce SPF 30 samples.
Nice. Okay.
They've got a fishing tournament there for the kids that Matt Bellinger is helping Moat host.
Wow, you know what? I've never been a fan of fishing for kids, but, you know, if you get them packed enough tightly enough in the barrel, it's easy enough to catch them.
Snag one or two, huh? And then we've got an artist out of Isla Mirada, Pasa Pantaleo, will be there at our booth painting a 4x8 mural with the kids that don't get caught. and that'll be donated to Moat for their silent auction to help them raise some more money.
Oh, so I didn't hear anything about that.
What, auctioning them
the
off
silent
they
auction.
Catch them?
I didn't hear anything about the silent auction.
Yeah. No. Well, see, anything's you can do anything in Key West. It's its own republic. Honk Republic.
They correct.
Can
that stupid movie wins an Academy Award. Now everything's silent.
TropicalSeas.com is the website you can go for or go to pick up some reef-safe sun care products. The only sun care product stuff that I know of that is designed specifically to protect yourself from the sun and protect the reef. Am I right, Dan?
Absolutely, Greg.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I use it. And if I'm not a poster boy for sun care products, I don't know what else. Well, other than Bill is. Bill could be, too. Right?
I'm very white, but I don't get as red as you do.
All right, so
I don't go in the sun. I avoid the sun by using SPF building.
I go for the lobster look, which I need to avoid. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow! It is! It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta!
Howdy, y'all!
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing into Ilucha. Oh, yeah. Into Inagua, Benetti, into Long Island, all around the Bahamas. And Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me, come on, to Bimini. Everybody, let me hear ya. Do it.
We are planning to go back to Bimini in April. We will have more details for you next week on the Big Show. But basically, Oceanic Dive Equipment's planning a big shindig and have invited the Scuba Radio crew along. So we're going to see if we can make that happen and do another broadcast from the Big Game Club and cover these unique festivities. 40-year anniversary of Oceanic is this year. And so they're having a little shindig there in Bimini. And and you'll hear all about it hopefully next week when we get more details ourselves. But that's coming up on the Big Show. Right, you know, and all this stuff is starting to jam up. You know, we're going to be in the studio this week, next week, then we hit the road and go up to Beneath the Sea. Our 15-year anniversary of Scuba Radio is April Fool's Day. And I got to tell you, I'm not sure what we're going to do at this point because I haven't had time to think about it. I've been doing all kinds of crazy stuff lately that's been distracting me from our milestone 15th year on the radio. anniversary. And so I'm not sure what we're going to do.
But well, the traditional 15 anniversary gift is neoprene.
Neoprene.
Neoprene. Who knew?
Go figure.
It used to be Naugahyde.
I like that. I like this idea.
It's upgraded.
So who knows? Maybe we'll get new wetsuits for everybody in the on the crew.
Ooh, I hope so.
Which would be me.
Oh, damn it.
But I don't know.
Going to New York City?
Well, I'm going to go there right before. That's the weekend before.
Oh, well, I know somebody who's in New York City right now.
You know someone who is in New York City?
In New York City. In the Big Apple itself.
Really?
Yes.
Who could that be?
I don't know, but he's apparently been wandering around.
Aimlessly? A homeless person?
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
With a box?
Yes.
Or just a big pool?
Big Wave Dave is live in New York City.
So, Dave, are you in Times Square and people think you're a little, looking a little scraggly, a little whacked?
It's a little cold. It's a little chilly outside and rainy today in New York City, but no, I'm over at the Jacob Javits Center at the New York Times Travel Show.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so you are inside. And are you doing your best impersonation of the Naked Cowboy up there, or what?
No, I'm not into those Toady Whiteys at all, but, I do. It is tropical in the building, so I do get some nice shorts and do a diver shirt on, turning all kinds of people on to diving.
He calls them shorts. We call them boxers, just for the record. But
you're right.
That's all right. Well, so, the Be a Diver pool, there, you're turning on the divers up there. This adventure show. And now, what does that mean? Like different places to go and jump off buildings and.
Well, it's New York Times Travel Show. So, there's stuff anywhere from going to upstate New York to traveling to Africa, Philippines, the island of Bonaire, which has got some awesome diving.
Walk through Greenwich Village at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Anywhere you want to travel in the world, they're here.
Okay. All right, yeah, so just a lot of different type of venture type stuff. People looking for excitement, and obviously one of those is diving. It's living the dream, and that's what you're doing with the Be a Diver pool this weekend, right?
Hey, that is right. And guess what? By the way, this is the 15th year of the conception of this whole pool tour. It's changed its name a couple times, but it's been 15 years since we started with the idea.
Yeah, well, that sounds right, because back in the day, probably I'd say we were maybe 3 years, 4 years into doing scuba radio. I don't know if you remember, Dave, but remember I had a scuba radio dive pool. We were a little bit like a precursor to the Be a Diver pool and then I wised up and realized that's manual labor. I can't do that.
I hate to bring this up, but if you are celebrating your 15th anniversary the same year that they're celebrating their 15th anniversary, you aren't a precursor.
Okay, it was in conjunction with. We were talking about it at the same time.
In 1998, we did a kind of test show at a big air show in Wisconsin. If you remember,
right,
we actually had some people who dove with us and then talked to you down on Scuba Radio later.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, it was at the Oshkosh Dive Show. That's where it started, right?
Yep, and then we did a couple years up there, and then we launched it officially, totally full-time in 2000. But 98 and 99, we did about 4 or 5 test shows. So, thanks to the guys over at Dive Training Magazine, Neil Watson, we were able to get this thing off the ground and work with some other people and have made this thing travel hundreds of thousands of miles, hundreds of thousands of people in the pool, showing them diving is the perfect lifestyle.
Yeah, and the Oshkosh Air Show, for it was airplanes. And this is how things circulate back around. Now, we have an airplane show called Just Plane Radio. I'm learning to fly, and we may be going back to Oshkosh and doing something like we did back in the day with the dive pool. But it won't be my pool, because
that's my backyard. So,
yes.
I do know where to go in that type of area. That's my hometown area. So.
No, right. I have a question for Big Wave Dave, because earlier in the show, and I know you were listening, Dave, but I'm telling this to the other people who weren't paying attention, earlier in the show, we were talking about this dive shop in, or this dive
Bali.
Resort in Bali that does a win the best a job in
best
diving.
Dive job in the world.
Best dive job in the world contest. And someone who knows someone who has heard of the show, he sent us an email, so we gave her a couple of plugs. But is it possible? I think Greg has the best job in the dive industry. I absolutely do. But you've got a pretty good one, too.
Well, that's what everybody tells me. People come in and they actually help set up and tear it down.
That's right.
And they're like, You know, at the beginning, hey, Dave, this is a great job. At the end of the show, it's like, Dave, I'm tired. I'm going home. You got to go drive some more. See you later.
Right. So, was really the point I was making. Dave's got a great job, but it's a lot of work.
Right.
Greg has a great job, and it's practically no work whatsoever.
Well, I
tried. He talks for 2 hours on Saturday, unless I don't let him.
And I thought, hey, you know, maybe I can incorporate some of Dave's duties into my job. Wait, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, right.
And I thought, like, hey, we'll have a scuba radio pool. We'll set this thing up and do a broadcast. And I was like, oh, my God, this is a pain in the butt. There's no way.
I cannot tell you how many ideas Greg has come up with over the years. And somewhere about week three, he said, oh, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm stopping.
Yeah, it's manual labor. Okay, I need to use my voice. I'll be much happier.
That's right. Yeah, go with what you know.
The one he shouldn't have let get away? Facebook.
Yeah.
It was too much work.
Okay, we had a great weekend up here. We got 7 dive stores from the metro New York area helping us out. Then go to beadiver.com. Take a look who they are. And in 2 weeks, we're going to be in the United States Capitol, Washington, D.C.
All right. Very good. Beadiver.com. Follow him along there, and you can hang out with Big Wave Dave. Help him out, too, if he needs some help loading up that pool, setting it up.
Stuff's heavy.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Pete's ready. Pete's good.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the line is Pete from Scuba Board. You may know him as Net Doc. You may know him as just an all-around great guy. But he is on Scuba Radio right now. And we mentioned Scuba Board earlier. In hour one, we were talking about this couple that went to Australia and only the guy came back after their honeymoon.
Gabe Watson.
Gabe. Yeah.
Gabe.
You were
Gabe.
Telling me this week, Pete, that it's pretty much split on Gabe. Scuba Board whether he's guilty or not guilty, Gabe. Right? It's right
That's
down
true.
The middle.
Gabe.
That's true. In fact, probably one of the people who's his biggest advocate is a lawyer in Australia.
That thinks that he is not guilty.
Yeah, but he's only in it because he hates Nancy Grace.
Well, let me caveat that.
Okay, caveat.
He does not feel that there is enough proof, enough evidence,
right,
to find him guilty.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean she doesn't think he is guilty. She just says there's not enough proof to show that he is.
Like any good lawyer, she has not indicated one way or the other.
Ah, okay. Fair enough. Well, you know, my feeling is he probably is guilty, but, you know, hey, the arguments that I see in his defense do hold water. They hold water. I mean, I understand it. It's not as clear cut as Nancy Grace was blabbing on her TV show on about last week. And when she
Nancy,
calls her,
not really a diver, Grace.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when she calls her octopus a spider, she lost a bit of credibility with me as a diver and as someone who's supposed to know what the hell they're talking about. But
and what would Sean Connery have done if he named his lead antagonist, female antagonist, spider pussy or whatever?
Well,
think about it. It just wouldn't have worked.
You know, I do have a DVD with that title.
I may have dated that woman.
I don't think it was a Bond film. But
no.
Regardless.
Funny enough, Nancy Grace's real name.
Interesting. I don't know that if there's any truth. I didn't look to see if she is in the credits of that film.
Wow.
Oh, boy. We took a weird turn there. But we'll take a break. And regroup.
It will not be long enough.
There's more controversy to discuss next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
dive, dive, dive.
Well, Dan is my buddy, my dive buddy, Dan. He's always there beside me to lend a helping hand, my buddy Dan.
That is the Scuba Cowboy, obviously his song that he wrote for Dive Explorer Network. So the song that supposedly he's been inspired to write a song about me called Greg is my buddy, my dive buddy, Greg.
No, that's not true. Actually, he already wrote a song.
Yeah.
That's saying,
not how it goes.
No, you're not just my buddy. You're my chum.
Well, that's true. He wrote that one too.
Yes.
But he has
that
a
one's
new
about
one.
You, Greg.
Well, maybe.
I've heard him perform that song. And I heard him say Greg.
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying.
So what? I can feed the fish with the best of them, and maybe it inspired...
With some of the better than the best of them.
But he has a new tune.
Yes.
That he's writing for his new scuba song.
Yes.
Has some issue with me.
It does not have an issue with you. You're just going to like it a lot. It sounds cool. It sounds like you're going to like it. It's
Greg
good.
Greg is a handsome man that I would date if
there
I
is nothing.
Guys.
There is nothing more true than Pup's music, and he could not sing that.
No, yeah. Neither can I, obviously. All right. Pete from Scuba Board is on the line. And,
Bob, Pete, do you have any songs you would like to sing to Greg?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's get back to some of the other issues that... Evidently, they've been chatting about quite a bit on your website, scubaboard.com there, Pete.
All the time, man.
Now,
I love controversy.
Obviously, this issue with this couple in Australia, or they went to Australia for their honeymoon, and the wife died or was killed. We don't know, but you know, there's a big controversy. People have different opinions. It's creating a lot of chatter online. There's another one that has happened in Florida at Vortex Springs, and you were telling me about this week. It kind of went over. It was outside my radar. I honestly didn't know about this, but I'm familiar with Vortex Springs.
You didn't know about Ben McDaniel?
I did not know. So explain the story in a nutshell. What happened with this guy?
This is like something they should write a song about. Then there was a story about a man named Ben. He went to the cave diving and never came back again. Well, I made that up on the fly.
That's pretty good, but let's stop our musical talents right here because we have none. I think there's a clear consensus amongst all the divers. Okay, anyway.
Ben went diving in Vortex Springs almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he passed a couple divers on the way in.
Okay.
He jimmied open the lock to get past because he's not a cave diver and he's not an instructor, although he told lots of people he was.
All right. So, yeah, and just for people who don't know, these dive sites, they'll have a skull and crossbones type sign, and it says, do not go past this sign. And sometimes they're gated off in some way, and evidently this had a lock on it, too.
Exactly. It had a lock, and he had been working for a while, and he figured out a way of taking the hinge apart and taking it apart from the hinge side and then sneaking through.
Okay. So you're not supposed to do that any time, but even if, in this case, the sign I'm talking about is unless you're a certified cave diver, but in this case, you're not supposed to go past it, period. Is that right?
You're not supposed to go past it until... They give you a key to go past it.
Ah, I see. Okay. All right.
So that's called trespassing.
Okay, that would make sense. Okay, I get it. So, but he figured out a way to get past it, and he did this why? Or what's the story?
Well, you know, there's three or four different types of theories. He was never seen again, and they never found his body. It's not a big cave system. It's not like Jenny, where there's miles upon miles, and you could take a left turn and go to Albuquerque. Okay, it's
Jenny
very,
Springs.
Very short,
okay, yeah.
Small, tight cave system. Now, he was side mounting, which means that the tanks were on his back, they were on his side.
Okay, so
and
it's a little bit of a technical thing going on. All right.
That is, and so and he was never trained for side mounting either.
Hmm.
So they didn't find any trace of him. They didn't see a place where there was a struggle. They didn't see a place where there was anything. Now, they sent the diver way, way back, and then the family wasn't happy with that, so they decided to send an ROV. The ROV didn't make it even close to where the diver had gotten, because humans couldn't squiggle back further than robots can.
Yeah.
And the family is convinced he's down there.
Okay. But
very few divers that I know, especially the guys who went searching for him, they're pretty positive that he's not. He's either in Mexico, sipping on pina coladas, listening to your show, or that someone killed him topside and put him in the swamp where the gators got him, or who knows.
Okay, first of all, he did this dive a couple of years ago. He went into this cave system by himself, solo.
Correct.
So what was the purpose of him doing this dive in the first place? Does anyone know?
I think, you know, sometimes scuba diving could be an ego-driven sport, and that was definitely the case here. No matter how you cut it, he told all of his friends. In fact, his family is convinced that he is he's the next Jacques Cousteau, and how could this possibly happen to him? He's such a great diver, and, you know, he's not even an instructor. He's not even cave certified. He's just got a lot of pride and arrogance.
Yeah, well, solo diving, diving beyond his limits, it doesn't sound like the sharpest knife in the shed type of thing.
He was setting
the brightest crayon in the box. Now, here's the cool thing about it, Greg. Jill Heinrich, who is a very famous diver, people know her from National Geographic, from the waters underneath Florida and all that.
World-class cave diver, yep.
Oh, world-class diver, amazing diver.
Yeah, yeah.
She and her life partner, Bill McCullum, excuse me to say it right, have produced a documentary about Ben's Vortex. That's what it's called, and it should be out in the next month or two, and I think it's going to be very interesting for people to watch that.
Because I'm guessing it ends up creating more questions than it answers. Is that a fair assessment? Do you know? Do you have the inside scoop on this documentary or what?
Well, I do have kind of an inside scoop. I haven't seen it all, but I spent several days with Jill. I'm actually going to be in the movie. My movie started. Starness has started. I'm going to be in the movie talking about all
this. This is his publicist saying he has to go.
You're going to say, what about scuba board? What?
All of this played itself out on scuba board. The family, crying out for help. The family's actually posted on scuba board telling people they're full of crap when they say that Ben's not down there. The whole nine yards. It really showed how social media has ingrained itself in our culture.
So now here's the thing. We know someone who's involved in a documentary who says he thinks that Ben's in Mexico drinking margaritas.
And who would that be?
I thought that was you. I thought you said that already.
No, I said there were several different possibilities. I didn't say that's what I believed. I didn't say that's not what I believed either.
Well, it would seem that, from what I've heard, that this guy was laying the framework to disappear. Going in, doing a dive,
but
that he wasn't qualified to. Well, did they follow the money? Was he in money trouble? Was he trying to get out of a marriage?
What's the story?
He just lost his business and owed the IRS $30,000 or $40,000.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Case closed.
Well, margarita's
not about
open.
Case closed. But it does add to the
mystery.
It does add to the fact that he could have done that. Now, mind you, his car was found, his phone was there, all the stuff. So if he thought this through, he did a good job of it.
He did
a good job of thinking it through as far as not taking anything that might possibly show that he's still alive around. Left the money in the car, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, so he left his phone there. Anyone ask Siri?
Siri, where's Ben from Vortex Springs?
Yeah. No, I guess not.
No.
He didn't have an iPhone.
Yeah, they dialed ICE, you know.
Well, he was smart. He thought it through. He set a pattern by going and starting to dive this spot and
making sure people
saw him and worked the hinge.
He's like, hey, that guy in Australia got away with taking his wife out. This whole diving idea, and maybe that gives me, you know.
And then how convenient that he left all of his stuff to be found, and he's gone, and he just happened to be in some financial and possibly legal trouble with the IRS.
Oh, purely coincidental.
Absolutely.
Now, mind you, at one point in time, I was so crass that I wanted to make little signs and put them in Vortex Ring saying, Ben's not here, but I couldn't do it.
Hey, dude, man, Ben's not here, man. Ben's not here, man.
I kind of like that idea. Where you go down and you, well, you could be Ben's ghost.
I do believe that they're going to do a showing of this at Vortex Springs.
Well, that would be appropriate. Right, scubaboard.com. Go there for more info.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I may have the best dive job in the world, but I know at least two people that give me a good run for my money, and that'd be Peter and Galinda at Aquanauts Grenada. They are on Scuba Radio right now from the Spice Island. How are you?
Well, Peter.
Peter.
Hey, Greg.
I'm good.
I'm wonderful. Just watching the approaching sunset above the Caribbean Sea, so life can't be much better.
You're looking for the green flash.
Yeah, there might be a green flash, but certainly a little red one when we open a bottle of wine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a red wine drinker, not a Heineken drinker. Good man. So, yeah, you guys been doing some diving down there in Grenada lately or what, Peter?
Oh, yes. Diving has been great. I mean, the trade winds have been blowing. Sea has been a little bit rough on the Atlantic side, but the Caribbean side offers the usual nice and quiet diving, you know, as normal.
Well, I'm having rebreather withdrawals right now. You hear what I'm saying?
What?
I'm having rebreather withdrawal right now.
Yeah, I can imagine that, especially now that you're up into thin air, you know. So, yeah, it's time you come back, you know, and we do some more.
Can I get you a paper bag, Greg? Would that help?
No. No. that would just make me hyperventilate. And I don't want that.
They don't understand this concept.
They don't. They don't know how to fly a rebreather like me and you, Peter. Yeah, my rebreather.
I need some training. You know, it doesn't come that easy, but it's very rewarding. No, we had a couple of people coming down here taking lessons, training. Training is also like the theory is online and available now, which makes it a lot easier. So we don't sit in much classroom anymore watching PowerPoint presentations. You know, it's more exciting. You can do the theory part up front on your own. so it also cuts down on the classroom. You have more dive time, so when you come down for a week's training, you get one more day of diving.
Excellent. So that is that the silent diving online training, or is that
the TDI?
The TDI, okay.
The online training now for the Inspiration Evolutionary Breather.
Excellent. Well, yeah, I got to get down there and do some of that, some more. We're going to go up to Beneath the Sea and sit down with the folks from Silent Diving and create a plan. And I was telling Glenda
That will be great. You know, let's get something organized, you know, to get more people on these things, because they just have no idea how great this is.
Yeah. Now, down there in Grenada, are you in high season right now? Because all the snowbirds go down there this time of year, or what? What's going on down there?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Lots of people here right now. Everybody wants to get away from the cold in Europe and in the U.S., you know, how bad the weather was. I mean, not you that much, because you live down in Orlando, so it's not that cold for you.
Well, I went to Chicago, so yeah, I go up to get a taste of what the rest of the country's feeling.
And as Americans, we think that this has been a pretty mild winter, but Europe has had a particularly brutal winter this year.
Yeah, so they've been going down there and picking up some Grenada chocolate and
Peter and Gerlinda hardly have enough time in their schedule, because of how much time they have to spend calling home to laugh about how great the weather is in Grenada.
No, actually, I'm not laughing. You know, I'm not that mean. So,
I hear you laughing.
You know, when I switch on my computer in the morning, it tells me the temperature in my hometown.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like 40 degrees Celsius less than I have. So that's horrible.
Yeah. So it's not a laugh. It's more of a cackle. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, and I just think, you know what, I'm so damn glad I'm not there.
Exactly. It's like you send them a happy little email that says, glad I'm not you.
No, I just tell them, hey, come on over. You know, have some...
I got a new house. Come over. You just moved into a new house, so you're inviting all your friends over to go stay in a hotel down the street, right?
Yeah, everybody can stay. I have plenty of work left, you know. I mean, if you're a painter, if you're a carpenter, if you're a mason, if you're a gardener, you're welcome.
Nice. I love it.
What if you're a guy who has practically no marketable job skills? I'm thinking of a radio producer that I know personally who really is capable of pushing buttons. Do you need any buttons pushed?
There's three buttons on the Inspiration Rebreather.
I had the last 6 weeks, I had enough people pushing my buttons. Anybody else who knows pushed my button? No, not a good idea.
All right.
If you
come here, you better know what you're doing. You know, as in diving, you just better know.
Well, we got a lot of plans.
Talking people coming here, we have Charles George here, Wreck Diving Magazine at the moment.
Yeah.
He just came in last night. He had his first day of diving today, so...
Take her out to the Bianca Sea?
On the Bianca Sea and on the Art of Shipwrecks here in Grenada, so we will be reading that soon in Wreck Diving Magazine.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, our plans are to come back down there and do some more rebreather diving. If things hopefully work out, we may actually fly a plane down there. Grenada is
absolutely cool.
Yeah, have you ever flown in a private plane down there to Grenada or no?
Yes, actually, when we moved to Grenada, we flew in with a little private plane from Curaçao, where we used to live before. So
yeah,
that was exciting.
Well, I'm learning to fly. I figure if I can fly a rebreather, I should be able to fly a plane. Is that?
I think so. They have autopilots, don't they?
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. That's the same logic. Okay. Patches O'Houlihan.
That would be great fun. Definitely we have to organize that.
Yes, we'll do something like that. It may be working a hash or something, too. A hash. Are you doing your weekend hashing? Are you going out there and...
At the moment, I've been hashing on the construction site, so I haven't been on a hash for weeks now.
Oh, he's been building your home, and that has been replacing your weekend hash.
Yeah, it's, you know, every day here was like running an Iron Man.
I bet it is.
And there's all kinds of buttons to be pressed, and all of them seem to be Peter's.
It was good fun, and now it's good to return back to diving and enjoy this a little bit, you know. And we have a lot of events coming up for the year, you know. We have Dive Buddy Weeks coming, where basically Dive Buddies go half price in June and July, September and October, you know. Everybody can just check out the website to get the great specials that we're offering.
There you go. AquanautsGrenada.com. Peter, say hi to Gerlinda for me. You guys have a great day, and that'll do it. for this week's edition of The Big Show. Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.